So, I guess I introduced myself. I'm Adrian Zecchiri from the ECMI office in Pristina. I'm here to present, to give a short overview of mechanisms and protections that Constitution of Kosovo provides and affords to minority communities in Kosovo. I know there is, I guess everybody knows how the situation in Kosovo and the how is the development there. I think in the part after my presentation, after lunch, I can take up questions of implementation, question of political nature, of recognitions of the constitution, of its applicability in the entire territory of Kosovo, and so forth. I think for the purposes of this presentation, I will not deal with those issues as far as the presentation. I will just give a short overview of the constitution as it is. The constitution was adopted on 15th of July. It came into force. Just to give a short background to how the Constitution of Kosovo came about. The Constitution of Kosovo includes in verbatim all of Ahtisaari's comprehensive proposal for Kosovo, a document which came about as a result of almost 2 years of international mediated discussions between Kosovo and Kosovo government and Serbia government. As you know, the fate of Ahtisaari's proposal was not accepted by Serbia and so forth. However, it was that document remains the basis for the constitution. Not only the constitution, Ahtisaari also provided for an extensive list of legislation that needed to be adopted immediately after the adoption of constitution. Kosovo has the so-called 42 laws, Ahtisaari-related laws, which implement constitutional provisions in all areas of it, and makes sort of it makes the groundwork for their implementation by the Kosovo government. Within this, there is also the law, the special law for the protection and promotion of rights of communities and their members in Kosovo, which further extends constitutional provisions that are provided into more specific obligations for the government. As ECMI, both in Flensburg and also in Kosovo, we have been extensively involved in the drafting in the Ahtisaari negotiation process and also in the drafting of the constitution and the subsequent law on communities which came about. Just to give you a short presentation on my presentation of today, I will provide a short overview of constitution of Kosovo and the sort of a general protections that it affords to minority communities. I will focus a little bit on political representation at the national level, political representation at the local level, the ongoing protection, the vital interest mechanisms foreseen in the assembly, and other types of representation in other public bodies in Kosovo. Before I say this, both Ahtisaari and the constitution and everything has been worked. People, academics, and practitioners of minority rights have been extensively involved, and the mechanisms foreseen there fully apply all international and regional requirements for human rights and minority protection. Sometimes they go further than that. So it's a case that all lessons learned on the flaws and the difficulties of implementation of provisions for protection of national minorities have been addressed here. It just remains to be seen whether that will work in the reality. I will give. There are three main protections that constitutions offers. One is the overall construction of the state. Second is the extensive human rights and non-discriminatory provisions, and third is the special rights afforded to minority communities. On the overall construction of the state, Kosovo constitutions avoids the nation-state concept, so that it doesn't allow any of its communities to claim the ownership of the state. Kosovo is defined as a multi-ethnic state in Article 3.1, and which means that all communities there have equal stake on the statehood. As you know, I'm using communities because this is the terminology that is used in Kosovo. The term communities is used in two ways. One is to notify all communities, like ethnically and cultural groups that live there, including Albanians. Second is, and especially when it comes to the constitutional provisions, it means for minority communities. And they have special protection under the constitution, so that they have special access to rights by being a minority community. To continue with the overall construction of the state, Albanian and Serbian languages are official national languages, equal official national languages. Turkish and Bosnians are languages in the municipalities where that community constitutes 5% of that municipality. The state is defined as a secular state, so it's a civic concept of the state rather than of a national one. Symbols and anthem and everything that represents Kosovo as a state should be multi-ethnic, so that the flag, the anthem and everything need to represent the multi-ethnic character of the state. I'm sure you probably have seen the flag of Kosovo, which is a blue flag with a Kosovo map on it and six stars representing six communities living there, which are of equal size, of course. Stars represent communities, but none of it is bigger than the other. So it's a concept that practical concept that was conveyed also in the flag. These are just some of the content to underline the multi-ethnic character of the state and of the society. Under Chapter 2 of the Constitution, there is extensive provisions for human rights and fundamental freedoms. As I said in the questions to the previous panelists, Kosovo makes direct applicability of all major human and minority rights instruments, although not being signatory party of it. There is a debate right now in the Kosovo how will this work in the sense that Kosovo is not legally obliged to report and to and its citizens does not have access to remedies that are offered by these instruments. So there is right now an idea being gradually formed that there should be sort of a domestication of these international obligations, voluntary implementation of these international obligations into this. As you know, there is to compensate for the lack of these international mechanisms that monitor the implementation of the state, Kosovo has an extensive international presence on a daily basis that monitor the work of the government and its performance in relation to implementation of human rights and minority rights. So basically, and there is also extensive non-discriminatory provisions provided in the constitution and in Article 23 and so forth. Chapter 3 is called Rights of Communities and Their Members. It's a special chapter which goes beyond the human rights and non-discrimination protection that it offers to all of its citizens, and this is specifically targeting minority communities. And we will go just briefly through these constitutional provisions and the obligations of the state in relation to its minority communities. So in Article 58, there is a broad statement of responsibilities of the state. I'm not going to go through them. Constitution of Kosovo is accessible online. I just made a short summary of the state responsibilities that Kosovo takes upon itself for the and it goes in all areas, in identity, in culture, education, and so forth. So the all traditional areas of minority protections as foreseen in FCNM. Article 59 gives a list of rights to minority communities in terms of it also at one point states the rights of these communities and at the second hand it obliges the state institutions to provide for the implementation of those rights. So we are talking about the culture, education, to receive preschool, primary, secondary public education in their own languages, to the right to manage their own educational and training establishment, the use of their language and alphabet freely in private and in public, use their language and alphabet in their relations with municipal authorities, use and display of community symbols, have personal names registered in their original form and in the script of their language, as well as revert to original names when there has been a case that they have been previously registered in other languages. So the Article 59 continues with the names of places, topographical indications, and so forth. Have guaranteed access to and special representation in public broadcast media. So to create and use their own media, including to provide the Kosovo Serb community access to a Kosovo-wide independent Serbian language television channel, to cross-border cooperation, of course, is here, and the cooperation with the Kin state is especially important for the Serbian community, and of course to engage in network and partnership activities with NGOs and the right to establish such organizations. In terms of political representation, Kosovo uses different mechanisms. for representation into the legislative branch of the government, into executive branch of the government, into local level, it also has a special mechanisms as foreseen in Article 15 of FCNM for consultative mechanisms. So I'll just give a short presentation, overview of these different mechanisms that are afforded to minority communities. There are set-aside seats, which is different from guaranteed seats, which means that the minority communities can win as much votes as they electoral base allows them to win into a normal proportional system. Plus, then they get additional seats, which are not calculated according to how many votes they won, but they are guaranteed by the constitution. So if for example, the Serb community wins 7 votes in the national elections, they will get 10 more by the set-aside seats. This goes also for RAE, Roma Ashkali Egyptian community, for Turks, and also for Gorani communities. This is a system which is used in Kosovo. You get one pair of seats, so to say, through normal elections. Plus, you get additional seats guaranteed to you by the constitution. And this is the set aside seats. Even if they don't participate at all in the election, they will still be entitled to 10 set aside seats, or 4 or 3, according to their community that they come from. How effective this has been in place since 2001, and the effectiveness of this mechanism is a different question. But this is how it's arranged also in the Kosovo Constitution. Set aside seats. Yes, it's a system of set aside seats. Then there is representation at the government executive level, political level, ministerial level. You have at least one minister coming from Serb community. The practice is that two of them should come from Serb community, and one from non-Serb minority community, which is usually a Turk or a Bosniak. It's usually a Turk. This is what it's guaranteed through the constitution, and also provisions for deputy ministers that need to be from minority communities and Serb community in particular. Then you have provisions for deputy presidents. And then there is special mechanisms for communities, for consultative mechanisms. There is one mechanism which functions within Kosovo Assembly, which is called Committee on Rights and Interests of Communities, which is a permanent committee of the Assembly that acts as a safeguard for community interest in the legislative process. So all legislation that is passed by Kosovo government, this committee has a right to look and to make comments on it. Then there is a consultative council for communities, which is just now being established in Kosovo. This is a typical minority consultative mechanism which is operating in Kosovo, and it has very interesting mandate. And I invite you to look at it. In the next slide, the CCC, that's the abbreviation for Communities Consultative Council, it holds extensive mandate in relation to engaging with the government in all of the programs and legislation which pertains to minority communities. it provides to communities an opportunity to participate in an early stage of legislative or policy initiatives. This is different from the assembly community because the assembly community can only act when the legislation has arrived at the assembly stage, and the CCC can influence the legislation before when it's being drafted by the government, so before it reaches in the assembly, because to make changes once the legislation it goes into assembly, it's quite difficult. But the CCC has this opportunity to engage with the government at an early stage of this process. The composition of CCC is made 70% of the council is made up of community representatives coming from civil society and political parties. There has been an interesting system that was developed as a result. In a previous panel we discussed about the issues how sometimes it's difficult to work with political representatives of minorities. The statute of the CCC provides for the establishment of community representative organizations, which means that each community will need to establish one representative organization, which will be a civil society organization. It won't be a political party, but it will be a civil society organization. And this has been done with a view to provide to a civil society, numerous civil society organizations, usually coming from minority communities, to provide them with an incentive to work in a collaborative way. So these community representative organizations will act like an umbrella organization for all NGOs which work for that particular minority community. So this is right now the process of how it's being developed with the mechanisms how to help minority communities to establish these community representative organizations, which will nominate their members to the CCC. So that's the representation of minorities, and then 30% of the council is made up by high-level governmental officials, from representatives from the Office of the Prime Minister, from different departments and offices in the government that deal with minority communities, from the Ministry of Communities and Returns, from the Ministry of Justice, from the Ministry of Education, and so forth. The idea behind being that minority representatives can interact in the council directly with governmental officials who are in charge of developing programs or initiatives that pertains to them. And the CCC can engage in lots of other activities like awareness raising, can provide recommendations to the government and so forth. It is true, it's only a consultative mechanism, but it has a very wide and legally established mandate for consultation. So if the minority communities wants to make use of it, it provides for a very good opportunity. And it's, I forgot to mention, the CCC operates under the umbrella of the Office of the President of Kosovo. So it means that the reason why it was attached to the President is that constitutionally the President represents the unity and the diversity of the people of Kosovo. So, and it to gain in prestige in terms of operating under the highest office of the state. So, but it's still an independent institution, so it's not something a mechanism that the President can decide to use it or not use it. But it's it acts as an independent institution within the office of the President of Kosovo. So that's more or less, just in brief, the type some of the mechanisms that are used at the national level. Then there is an extensive provisions for local level participation. I will start with the. There are two types of rights provided here. One is through a local self-government system, and one through a special representation mechanisms through all over Kosovo. So decentralization has been a topic in Kosovo for many years, and it has taken its final shape in the Ahtisaari proposal, and consequently in the constitution and on the law on local self-government in Kosovo, and the law on municipal borders. So it's a transfer of decision-making powers from the central government to municipal government, and the process of defining territorial boundaries for these municipalities. So decentralization basically means two things. One is that the municipal government has much more extensive local self-government provisions, and secondly, it's a ethnically based municipal territorial units. There will be six new municipalities in Kosovo with majority of the population coming from minority communities. It means that 90% of all minority communities that are living in Kosovo will live under the municipal units that they make majority. Only 10% will remain in the municipal units that they are not in majority. So this has been one of the agreements that were was achieved in the Ahtisaari process, also by the Serbian government, but then Serbian government rejected it due to the status issue. So it rejected the entire proposal because of the independence issue. These municipal self-governing units have three types of competences as described by law. One is their own competences, which is the normal municipal competences based on European Charter on local self-government, on the principle of subsidiarity. Then they have extended competences, which means that competences that will be delegated by the central government to the municipal level, and the financial, together with the financial means by the central government to implement that mandate. So municipalities won't be given a mandate to implement something that they will not have financial means, but the financial implication of that mandate or competences will be covered by the central government. And then they have delegated or enhanced competences, as sometimes otherwise is called. These are competences that are provided to predominantly Serb municipalities, which are competences in higher education, means in the university tertiary level education, on the secondary healthcare, responsibilities for cultural affairs, and enhanced participatory rights in the selection of local police station commanders. So these are four major areas of competence that municipalities with enhanced competences will have. This will be municipality of Mitrovica, municipality of Gračanica, and then some of these delegated competences will go also for municipalities of Štrbca and for municipalities of Štrbca. So these are the types of competences and the system that is used in the law on local self-government. And then there is also extensive rights for inter-municipal cooperation. What in effect means is that these municipalities can enter into partnership agreements among themselves, and they can establish decision-making bodies. They can establish sort of a regional concept of municipal local self-governments. It means that if municipalities so decide, like three or four municipalities can join together and be represented by a regional body. That's one area, and then there is also cross-border cooperation, especially direct cooperation with Serbia, institutions of Republic of Serbia, meaning that there is provisions that allows these municipalities to have direct financial assistance in all areas of their work from institutions of Republic of Serbia. And then there is no real control that is exercised by the Kosovo government of how this assistance is done, apart that this assistance should be done in accordance with the law, in the sense that it should violate the principles of Kosovo constitution. So that's the another area that has been granted to municipal local self-governments units. And then there is other mechanisms also applicable at local level. If non-majority communities make up at least 10% of the population, there will be a deputy mayor for communities. If non-majority communities make up at least 10% of the population, they will be represented by chairperson of the Municipal Assembly Committee for Communities. All municipalities shall have permanent committee on communities. It means also in municipalities when there is no minority communities. These are just some of the other mechanisms that are in place in addition to decentralization, the two concepts of decentralization that I just mentioned before. So this is more or less the picture at the local level. I will just briefly mention the vital interest mechanisms. Minority communities in the Assembly of Kosovo, they have access to vital interest mechanisms, which means that certain legislation can be adopted or changed only with full agreement of minority communities there. And there is a list of so that any amendment to the constitution has to be approved by 2/3 majority of the deputies of the assembly representing non-majority communities, in addition to being approved by an overall 2/3 majority. It means that the double majority system is applied. The same is applied also for a number of laws, like vital interest laws, laws changing municipal boundaries, laws implementing the rights of communities and their members, laws on the use of language, laws on local elections, laws on protection of cultural heritage, laws on religious freedom, laws on education, and the laws on the use of symbols and so forth. So these laws are not subject to popular plebiscite or referendum. They only need to be passed, can be amended through assembly procedure. Then there are other types of protection. I have only given three: judiciary, election commission, and ombudsperson. But these type of protections are almost in every area, in security, in education, in cultural affairs, and so forth. On judiciary, there is provisions for members of minority communities being represented in the Supreme Court. And then there is provisions for communities being presented in the normal courts of Kosovo. And then each court should reflect the composition of the especially for municipal courts, of the territorial jurisdiction of the respective court. And then you have four members from the Kosovo Judicial Council who represent non-majority, so there is also representation in judicial and prosecutorial councils in Kosovo. And then, again, representation in the Constitutional Court for members of non-majority communities. Then in the Election Commission, in addition to, so to say, minority-friendly election system, there is also a representation of minority members in the Central Election Commission. And then there is also representation of minorities at the Ombudsperson Institution. So this was in brief, because what the Kosovo Constitution provides, the opportunities that it offers for minority communities, it's a unique case. But then there is, as I said, all these questions about implementation and the real effect that they have on the ground. I'll finish my presentation here, but I would be glad to take up any questions related to any other issues after the lunch break. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Adrian. I think you have provided us with a lot of food for thought, and there will be an intensive discussion after lunch, I hope. Now I